Hi JB's podcast, 8 October 2019, Not Guilty. As a white male of European descent and living in a prosperous Western nation, is there anything I should feel guilty about? Should I regret the colonial past of my ancestors? Should I feel shame for the fact that other ethnic groups aren't doing as well in society as I am? Well, many people, even those who share my auspicious circumstances, would say yes, but I'm not so sure. In fact, my response to this issue at this point is wavering between no and hell no. This subject is particularly relevant at the moment because modern Western countries, which now exist after a colonial past, seem to be suffering from an attitude of self-loathing or regret for bad events from the past, and from an apparent need to apologise for succeeding more than some others. At the same time, there is a backlash against this attitude, because while the ideas I described above are ones which are often portrayed by most mainstream media, many governments and a noisy fraction of the general population, I really don't think they are as widely accepted as might be assumed. The backlash against political correctness of this type should be obvious for all to see. Except it isn't for many who continue to enjoy the social justice echo chamber where these views are encouraged. Here in New Zealand recently, the British High Commissioner, Laura Clark, said her government regretted the death of some Maori people 250 years ago after an altercation with Captain James Cook's crew. In most cases, Cook was a quite fair person when it came to his treatment of native people, and the incident seems to have been a result of misunderstanding, or maybe an overreaction to the aggressive actions of a Maori war party. And I guess it was regrettable, because people were killed unnecessarily, but if we are going to look back hundreds of years looking for things to regret, let's make sure we look at all sides of these conflicts fairly. For example, in another violent incident involving Cook and a native group, 10 of Cook's men were attacked, killed, and later eaten by a group of Maori. Here's a description of the event. On December 17, 1773, Jack Rowe led an expedition ashore to collect food. They never came back. The men waited for them, growing more and more worried as time passed. In the morning, a second group, led by James Burney, went ashore to find them. Soon they found a Maori canoe and the remains of what he hoped was a dog. When Burney came in for a closer look, though, he found a human hand among the torn flesh. It was tattooed TH. The initials of Thomas Hill, one of the men who had gone ashore. Burney and his men ran for their lives. When they made it to the beach, hundreds of Maori ran out to taunt them. Burney looked back. The Maori were roasting the pieces of Roe's dismembered body over a fire. They were devouring the flesh of Roe and his men and feeding the entrails to their dogs. So, when are we going to get an apology or even an expression of regret for that revolting act? Note that this was a deliberate act of murder and cannibalism, and is orders of magnitude worse than anything Cook did. Do we get any indication of regret? No, according to standard politically correct doctrine, there's no need. In fact, Maori have always been aggressive and violent. The first contact between Dutch explorer Abel Tasman and Maori led to the following events. Maori canoes came out toward the boats again. Tasman's men figured it was a friendly gesture, inviting them to come to shore, until the Maori started ramming their boats. One Maori clubbed a sailor on the back of his head with a pike and knocked him overboard. Then the others attacked and killed 4 men before Tasman's crew could get away. Do we have an apology for this? Again, apparently not. After the first event, on the next time Cook visited the area, some of the crew wanted to revenge the horrific deaths of their crewmates. But Cook didn't allow that to happen, because unlike the natives, he was a civilised, forgiving and decent person. I was recently debating this subject on Twitter, and my opponent mentioned the incident where Cook's men killed some of that war party. I said, sure, that's unfortunate, but far worse things have happened, and I mentioned the incident of murder and cannibalism. The other person just posted back saying, that didn't happen, lol. So I sent her the link to the incident on the New Zealand Government History website. She never posted back on that one. But this just shows how insidious this anti-Western propaganda campaign, which starts at the highest levels of government, really is. People are so ridiculously naive, they really do believe in the myth of the noble savage. They really believe that the Western invaders were the cause of the problems and the native population were blameless. It's not just pathetic, it's dangerous. So should I feel guilty for my ancestors' past actions? Well, no, not really. Sure, they could have done better, but I think most people were good people. The native people, though, maybe they have a little bit more to be ashamed of.